Are we up?
What?
95.5 KLOS, huh? On the California's Rock Station. Who? It's Kevin and Sluggo in the afternoon.
All right. So Cyber Monday is not a national holiday. That's what the boss was just telling me in his little office over there a minute ago.
That's why you didn't show up?
Yeah, right? I mean, I was home observing the, you know, a national holiday of Cyber Monday. I observed the hell out of it.
That is not... How much did you spend?
No, I didn't spend anything. I just observed it. I just sat there and stared at it.
Wow, that's cool.
Didn't do anything. But so were you here yesterday?
I was here with Stu, yeah.
Oh, nice.
Yeah, we had a good time.
I'm really sorry I missed work yesterday.
I'm sure you are.
That's what I told him.
So. let's talk about today's show, shall we?
Yes.
Give me five songs at 5 o'clock with a theme.
I don't know what it is. I wasn't paying any attention. Hold on a second. I think I wrote it down here somewhere.
Words that rhyme?
Oh, yeah. Rhyming titles. You guys did that yesterday?
Yeah.
Yeah, cool. We'll do that again.
Some more rhyming
I'm thinking
titles.
Instead of just one day of these, because there's so many, maybe every once in a while we do a couple weeks worth.
I like it. A couple of weeks worth.
Yeah, sure, why not?
What's up with Florida?
Good question.
Sneaking things in your underwear?
I do that all the time.
A Roomba that escaped?
Nice. Was a cat on board?
It was not.
Oh, okay.
Unfortunately. an AI song that we played for you late yesterday.
Is it that Nirvana one?
Nope. It's all AI, the voice, the music, the words,
composition,
everything comes from AI.
It's funny we do that because just late last night, I went down a rabbit hole of AI artwork.
Yes.
Like, you know, and it's getting better, which is kind of sad because I liked the early versions of what the hell is that?
Yeah, that's pretty great.
But some of the ones where it tries to depict a human and wow, they just look wrong. Yeah. I love it. But
I do.
Pretty good song. How's it going to be a big hit?
No, it's awful. And
perfect.
We have the KLOS name game.
Yeah, it's all the way up to $6,000.
$6,000 that you can win before 4 o'clock on 95.5 KLOS.
Come on, watch the world die. Was that song written by AI?
I don't think so, no.
Let's destroy it all. Sheesh.
The KLOS name game is still happening right now. You could win $6,000. We'll tell you when to call.
Sometime between now and 4. Be ready.
First, we have to talk about a Roomba escaping from a house. You know what a Roomba is?
Yeah.
The little round disc thing that's supposed to vacuum your house.
Actually works really well. Cats love to ride around on it.
It escaped.
That's the best.
From a home. Here's the report.
Roomba is supposed to work for
yay!
You.
Yay! What a wonderful welcome back. Gina Moist or something.
It's not Gina Moist. It's... I forget her name now. It's our favorite reporter.
She is our favorite reporter.
Because all she does is take punchlines from Twitter, and she makes really bad puns. So this is the story.
And now she's talking about a runaway Roomba.
Yep.
This is going to be a movie, isn't it? It's going to be an animated big hit.
Sure could
Roomba
be.
Is supposed to work for you.
Alexa, can you tell Roomba to clean under the kitchen table?
All right. How many Roombas just started cleaning under the kitchen table?
Why do you have Alexa tell Roomba that? Why can't you tell Roomba that?
Wait, let's make it happen again.
All right.
Alexa, can you tell Roomba to clean under the kitchen table?
All right. So tell us if Alexa's cleaning under your kitchen table.
Who knew a Roomba could turn the tables by disappearing?
See? We did not find it. We looked under all the furniture.
Unbeknownst to Georgia resident Shelly Betts, Roomba headed out the front door they'd left open.
She's going to sing about it or something? Eventually, she always bursts into song.
Genie Moose?
Yeah.
Moist?
Moist?
Genie Moist? She does not, but she adds a song in.
Oh, sweet.
Yeah.
I can't wait.
It's the same thing.
I can't wait.
We were doing Christmas decorations in and out, and he escaped.
2 days later, Shelly's husband found him under a bunch of leaves.
How far did he actually get?
I'm going to guess 3 blocks.
All right.
Because they're not attached to Wi-Fi or anything, so they're free to go as long as the battery goes. Really.
Yeah, I can see that.
And they're out there cleaning the world.
I know the answer, so I'm not going to guess.
I'm going to say 3 blocks.
All right.
To be honest, he didn't get very far.
Maybe 10 yards.
Oh! Well, it's a start.
How do you lose it if it's 10 yards from your front door?
Very lazy.
How do you lose that?
I looked out the front window, dear. I didn't see it. Whatever, man.
It was after they found him that they looked back at their Ring camera and witnessed his escape.
We were laughing hysterically.
So was the internet. The little Roomba that could.
Stop it.
Yes.
So that's a punchline.
Right.
That she pulled from the internet.
Right.
There are better, funnier stuff.
There's a couple more.
Right.
Go to Reddit.
She's lazy. She's just like the first thing that comes by.
Find a nasty one.
All right. The little Roomba that could. That's one.
Now that's a clean getaway.
No! Whoa!
See? Because it's a pun.
Go back to the Thomas, the little engine that could.
She loves puns.
Better. Yeah.
So she saluted the runaway Roomba's escape by adding the George Michael classic.
Freedom! No!
Freedom! Without Roomba, the family was left in a vacuum.
No!
Yes, it was.
No!
Genie Mose. CNN, New York.
No, Genie Moist. I don't know why I had it wrong before. The little Roomba that could.
They were left without a vacuum.
All right, well, after George Michael, we got to cleanse our palate. Two from the Beatles, starting with a new one, Now and Then. I want to see one really get like 3 or 4 miles away.
Yeah, same.
Eventually. Go, Roombas, go. Alexa, send your Roomba out the door. Are there any dispensaries called Dr. Feelgood?
There have to be.
Right? If I could find one near me, I would go. That's where I would go.
There have to be.
Take my business there.
I would assume so, yeah. This is a people are dumb story. A suspect in Florida.
Mm-hmm.
It's also a Florida story.
That's everything.
A corrections officer found a plastic cylinder containing meth under his penis.
Under? So he, what?
So he was hiding it in his underwear.
Okay, all right. Next to his other friends there?
Yes. Next to Rick and Morty, yes. So he's supposed to turn himself in,
yeah.
So he has to take off his regular clothes and put on his prison clothes. He puts on his prison clothes. They do the search. They find the meth.
He's trying to sneak it into prison?
Yes.
And that's where he puts it?
Yes.
There are other places, fella. They may not check.
Yeah, that's correct.
That's so dumb.
But
wow,
he hid it
dumb.
In his underwear. Now,
okay.
For one American dollar,
mm-hmm.
What did he tell the sheriff?
What did he tell the sheriff
was that
was?
Excuse?
Oh, the doctor said I needed it for allergies.
He said,
yeah.
I did not place the cylinder in my underwear. And speculated that the meth was somehow, quote, placed there while he was asleep.
Wow. I got to remember going forward to dumb down my answer 1,000
times. Yes. Listen, I don't know. What are you asking me?
Now, sound asleep, out on wherever, and someone reached in there and put in this valuable meth, and I didn't notice. And then,
even though it was under my penis.
Yeah. As I'm walking into prison to turn myself in, I didn't feel it. Didn't know it was there. Do I get away with it?
So that is the topic that I would like to bring up today for the phone topic, is things you hid in your underwear. Because I assume drugs, weed specifically,
I
assume is what has been
used. I've hid bag of weed to get on the plane in my underwear. Yeah, I mean, there's very little room in there.
Right,
but right under there, they're like, wow.
You didn't keister it?
I didn't keister it. No, I don't know that I could do that. I don't think I could cram something in there even. You know,
well, you say it very sexy. So 818-955-KLOS, we're asking you if you've ever hidden anything in your underwear.
Pretty sure I hit a flask in there once, and they don't usually, when they, at least back in the 80s, they don't wave the wand, you know, the metal detector wand over that area so much.
Yeah, I mean, before September 11th, it was all, it was the Wild West. You could get away with anything.
In the movie The Sting, I remember one of the guys saying, there's not a tough guy in the world who would frisk you there. And that stuck in my head.
Well, wrong.
Turns out.
Wrong.
Damn
this
it.
Guy was caught. So you snuggled.
I guess so.
You snuck things somewhere in your underwear.
Somewhere in your underpants.
Call us now. 818-955-KLOS.
Wrapping up a twofer from the Stones with a song that might win Rock Song of the Year at the Grammys next year.
That's a pretty great song.
It is really good. Angry. It's so crazy that the Foo Fighters also nominated for Rock Song of the Year. And I got to think Dave's got to be pretty like, wow, that's cool.
Yeah, of course.
We're nominated along with the Rolling freaking Stones, man.
He appreciates that more than most.
Right? Yes.
We're talking about sneaking things in your underpants. And we say the word underpants because it makes us laugh.
Yes.
So we're taking calls, 818-955-KLOS. You hid something in your underpants?
It wasn't me, but it was my boyfriend at the time. He carried around a bottle of urine in his underwear.
Clean urine, I'm guessing?
For the test.
Yeah.
So when he had the drug test, it was clean, but he got caught, too.
Oh.
Oh, no. What did they do to him?
Yeah.
They put him in jail.
Okay.
He went to go test, and he had it there, so they put him in jail for a violation.
Gotcha. That is not something. Was it a glass jar?
It was a plastic one.
Oh, okay. Because I was going to say, that's not something you want to fall on your face on with that in there, because woo!
No, exactly.
Right on. Perfect example. Thank you for calling. That's usually what's kind of there anyway.
Yes.
Normally, but not quite.
KLOS, hello.
Yeah, hi.
Hi.
This is Chris from Thousand Oaks. Big fan, guys.
Thank you.
Love you, Kevin.
Thank you.
And Sluggo. I smuggled some glass flasks into Stagecoach this last year.
We were just saying glass is a scary thing to
glass flask.
Carry there. And did you get away with it?
Yeah, like I could tell by day one they were pretty lax on security. And then I was like, you know, I bet you I can go and buy a couple fifths with my buddies at the liquor store and not pay for overpriced whiskey over there. And I had these little shorts that had the liners, you know, the liners in them.
Yep. Yeah.
And I was able to kind of tuck them into the tight card. And I think I brought like three of them in there.
Nice. Now, did your friends
open a business?
Did your friends have any problem drinking it, considering where it had just been?
No, they were happy to get a discount.
Sure,
and I gave it to a couple girls too. That's pretty awesome.
And after the first drink, it doesn't really matter.
Yeah, I don't care where this came
from. Exactly, right? It's warm, right?
This could have been from the flip side. Who cares?
Thank you for calling.
Thanks for calling, dude. Thank you.
KLOS, hello.
Hey, what's up, Kevin and Sluggo? What's going on?
Talking about sneaking things in your underpants?
Yeah, so back in the days, the Bob Marley Fest was on and cracking in Long Beach, California, and that was kind of like the holy mecca of pot smoke.
Absolutely.
And, you know, with everybody, right?
Yep, right.
So, like, I would roll, like, five blunts.
Nice.
And roll them in a Ziploc bag, you know, like a sandwich bag.
Yep.
And then use one of those hair bands, and I would roll that like right under my nuts and like kind of aligned it with my schlong and it would blend in perfectly. You know, it never failed.
Did anyone ever smoke it from your penis?
Oh yeah, all of us. Well, strangers in there. I mean, hey, it was double bag. It was double bag.
I got you.
I
all right,
my friend. Hey, double triple bag.
I would think I would go triple bag.
That
I think
is
I would
important.
Request that.
That is important.
I can't
yes.
do the double bag. Triple's fine.
Only until the first hit, though, and then you're fine.
Yeah, you don't care
then
after that. Dude, thank you very much for calling. A lot of weed generally shoved down there, I should think, over
you
the years.
You snuck something in your underpants.
818-955-KLOS.
We are talking now about sticking things in your underpants. When is your story from?
1975. I'm like with four other buddies. We're hanging out at a brand new park. We start smoking out. I whip out my lid and my pipe. We're taking some hits, and we're pretty near done. And here comes the cops pull up.
So
I chuck my pipe. I put the bag down in my boxers, just under my belt, but above my parts.
Right.
The naughty bits.
And then the narco pulls up. The one's watching us. The other one's searching us.
Mm-hmm.
And he puts his thumbs under my belt. And I could hear the baggy crinkling.
Oh, man.
And then he goes on to the next guy. So they pull away. They talk to each other. Okay, you and you, me and another guy. You guys did the most smoking. You're going to jail.
Ah!
So they haul us in the Lakewood station, call our parents. We get out about 3 hours later. I walk in and walk out of Lakewood station with the lid down my pants.
Really? Wow.
Yeah, and no one could believe the story.
Well played.
But I had to say, here was four of the guys with me, and we smoked out the same guys the next day.
1975, they didn't quite, shove their hands in places as they do now.
I guess not.
Yeah.
I guess not. But like, but I could hear the baggie.
Yeah, that's crazy.
Yeah, wow.
Under his thumbs.
Wow. And that's a good
big deal.
Good chunk of weed you're talking about there. Right on, man. Thank you for calling. I haven't heard the word lid in quite a while.
Yeah, agreed.
Lidsville. Oh, HR Puffin Stuff.
KLOS, hello.
Hello.
Hey.
Oh, I have got the underpants story for you, I swear to God.
All right, let's hear it.
Very strange thing.
Flash Park.
Yep.
Lady pulls a bag of chicken out of her f***ing underwear for her family to eat. I am not kidding.
You have to be kidding.
No, my wife will swear to it.
Wow.
Family ate it. It's in a plastic bag, but big lady, big shirt.
Wow.
We're sitting down to lunch with our kids, and all of a sudden we watch her reach in her pants. Full bag of chicken. Chicken.
Just because she doesn't want to pay the price of the concession.
Yep. Wow. That's the best story
yes,
ever.
Yes, I love that. I don't want that chicken. Throw that chicken away.
And we sat there waiting until they ate it.
Yay. That's perfect. That's beautiful.
You did the right thing.
Thanks for calling. I'm glad there's not video of that.
No kidding.
I don't know you can beat that, but if so, something shoved down your underpants.
818-955-KLOS.
We just played old 97s a few minutes ago. Let's just play everything on their on his tape from now on.
Or we could play five songs in a row that rhyme.
Oh!
How about that?
All right.
95.5 KLOS.
No.
KLOS HD1, Los Angeles.
I'm back to wanting to play Guardians of the Galaxy music. Oh. So tell this guy to quit singing.
Shut up! Shut up! Five songs in a row. I said shut up.
Five songs in a row. It's day two of words that rhyme in the title.
Yeah, because yesterday when I was home observing Cyber Monday, which turns out to not be a national holiday,
you
came up with quite a few, but I guess there's some more?
Yep, we have more.
Who's this for?
Like, this is Mellow Yellow for Renee in the Valley.
I ride on it. You know, there are some songs you can just absolutely tell right away are from 1967.
That is true.
Like Donovan there, Mellow Yellow.
That is true.
So, rhyming titles, 818-955-KLOS, or...
if you're still on Twitter, it's at Kevin and Slugga.
Technically, Back in Black rhymes.
It's also Gibby 5, songs with rhyming words in the title. What do you got?
Yeah, what about 22 Acacia Avenue from Iron Maiden?
We are doing rhyming words in the title for Gimme 5. Hello, KLOS.
Hello, I got Oldie But Goodie. It's the B-side of Chuck Berry's 45, Johnny B. Goode, and it's My Ding-a-Ling.
Rhyming titles.
Seemed like a good idea.
22 Acacia Avenue and then Chuck Berry, My Ding-a-Ling.
Okay. Yes.
What is going on that radio station?
A lot of weird things. We have four tickets to see the LA Kings take on the Washington Capitals. This is tomorrow night at Crypto.com Arena. You can get your tickets at LAKings.com/tickets. Or you can be caller 25 right now, 818-955-KLOS, and do some hockey trivia.
Good luck.
A Florida woman caught with meth and Valium begs cops not to take her sex toy during drug bust.
I thought it was going to be begs to just be left alone and let her do her drugs.
Nope.
But no, she's
police
still...
conducted a search warrant around 5:45 a.m. November 21st. Ariella Messina's backpack is where they were looking. Mm-hmm. Inside, they found loose yellow pills and a bag stashed inside of a pack of Newport cigarettes.
Wow, Newport.
Crystal meth. And here's one for you. Brass knuckles. What?
Hey, that's my Aunt Belinda.
That's still a thing?
And Newport.
And a blue vibrator.
Ah, the blue Steely Dan.
Officers wrote in the police report she admitted that the backpack was hers and she knew what was in it.
Okay.
And she also yelled, "Don't take my dildo."
Everything else can go?
Yes. Everything else must go.
Yes.
Dildo must stay.
I must have that.
Oh, my gosh.
She was booked into the jail with two felony counts of possession of a controlled substance.
But the vibrator didn't...
Doesn't say.
Yeah, I guess you... That's
it doesn't
not...
say what happened, the end result with the vibrator. Who it's at home with right now. 95.5 KLOS, Southern California's rock station. It's Kevin and Sluggo in the afternoon. Time for What We Learn, brought to you by your Southern California Toyota dealers. They make it easy. We talked a lot about sneaking things in your underpants. And apparently all of our listeners have either smuggled alcohol and or weed.
Yay!
All of them. Congratulations.
We're very proud of you.
And tomorrow you get more chances to win the KLOS name game.
What's it up to now?
$6,000.
Wow, tomorrow morning, 8 a.m., $6,000, huh?
Good luck.
Nice. All right. I'm off to pet the kitty, the wonderful kitty of Oz.
Enjoy. See you tomorrow. Peace out.
13 in a row from the Beatles on a 13 for Tuesday. They're all like a minute and 8 seconds long.
They're pretty short, yeah.
I don't know how Chris Carter fills Sunday mornings. At 8 o'clock. I don't know how he feels that.
It is time to play the KLOS name game. We'll take caller 25 right now at 818-955-KLOS. Good luck. The name
game is back again. Yeah. Where's it been hiding the last, like, week and a half? Where was it? Under the couch?
We have $6,000. KLOS, who's this?
Crystal from Southgate.
Crystal, you are caller 25.
Oh, my God. I hope my phone doesn't die.
Well, let's do this really quick, then. You know that we are looking for...
We are looking for the name of one of Barbie's professions over the years for $6,000.
And the last couple of guesses were software engineer and construction worker Barbie. Those are incorrect. What do you think it is?
NASCAR Barbie.
NASCAR Barbie.
Wow. NASCAR Barbie.
Was she the driver in NASCAR Barbie?
Yes.
What's happening in your house?
Yeah, what's going on over there?
Do you need help?
Are they very upset your phone's going to die?
Here's your answer. Sorry. Sorry, it's incorrect. Sorry, sorry. Try again next hour when it's up to $6,000.
Oh, man. All right, thank you.
All right, $6,000.
Woo!
$6,000.
Take it!
It's the KLOS name game. We're looking for caller 25, 818-955-KLOS. Good luck.
The name game,
Oh, it's a name game, is it? I hear that's up to $6,000 now, is that right?
$6,000. Whoa. KLOS, who is this?
It's Brandy.
Hi, Brandy.
Brandy, you're caller 25.
Check you out.
Woo!
So you get to play the KLOS name game. As you know, we're looking for the name of one of Barbie's professions over the years.
And the last couple of guesses, Brandy, were NASCAR Barbie and software engineer Barbie. Those were wrong for $6,000. What do you think it is?
Oh, my gosh. I'm going to go with... Marine biologist.
Did you just say you have a list or something of stuff you've been?
Yeah, I looked at the list. Marine biologist.
Nice.
Marine biologists.
That's a good idea to have a list. Everybody start a list. Although, does anybody need to bother anymore, Kevin?
Yes, they do.
Damn it.
All right.
Thanks for trying.
Thanks, Brandy. She's so happy at first, and now I hate that.
Nah, she's still happy.
Give her something else.
Next hour, it's up to $6,000.
Hey, let's give away some Kings tickets. KLOS, who's this?
Elon.
Elon, you want to do some hockey slang?
Yeah.
All right. What does it mean, light the lamp? When they say light the lamp, what does that mean?
I don't know.
Light the lamp. You don't know?
Should I punch somebody's legs?
Hey, who's this guy? Who's this man on the phone?
Are you possessed by Satan?
Would you like to be for $1.95 or less a month?
Wait, what's your guess?
Scoring a goal?
Scoring a goal is correct. Yes.
I was like, this is the easiest.
That's correct.
In the history.
A red light goes off behind the net when a team scores a goal. And you took an hour and a half to get to there. But you got it, which is four tickets to see the LA Kings take on the Washington Capitals tomorrow night at Crypto.com Arena. Everybody else can get their tickets at LAKings.com/tickets.
Congratulations to you and Satan.
It is time for the KLOS name game. We have $6,000 for you. If you can get it right, call right now, 818-955-KLOS. We'll take caller 25. Good luck.
Shall we give away this cash now?
Okay. We shall, yes.
Yeah, let's do it.
$6,000, KLOS, who is this?
Isaac.
Isaac, you're caller 25.
Oh, no way, I've been trying.
Well, you got it.
Welcome to it.
You got it. It's the KLOS name game. As you know, we're looking for the name of one of Barbie's professions over the years.
The last couple of guesses were marine biologist and NASCAR Barbie, but those were wrong. So for that $6,000, what profession do you think we're looking for that little piece of plastic Barbie?
Spanish teacher Barbie.
Sorry? Incorrect.
Damn it.
Say it in Spanish, please. Right on, man. Thanks for calling. All right, tomorrow morning with Heidi and Frank.
8 o'clock. $6,000.